End of the night, Declan, you're in the next round, and that is really all that matters to you.
It really is all that matters. We've had some fantastic performances this year. Tonight was scrappy, to say the least. You could see the frustration from the players in terms of the, you know, we give the ball away wastefully at times, and our final ball wasn't what it normally is, and we weren't as fluid as what we can be. But look, it was about staying in the game. We knew later stages of the game Wexford would tire. We knew that we are very fit. We knew that we're very strong in finishing games. But, you know, we're delighted to get through to the next round. But full credit to Wexford. They were very good on the night and made it extremely difficult for us.
A great goal that won it.
Great goal by a great player. He's been outstanding for us for a long period of time. And, you know, he's got us another goal tonight, and a fantastic finish it was. But it was probably the first time that Wexford were high up the pitch, because they had condensed the space really well. But look, it was the first time we really got on behind them with any great purpose, and there was nothing else on for him to do apart from smash it, and boy did he smash it. It was a fantastic goal, and he seems to like that net at the minute. That's three wonder goals he scored down there in the last week. So look, delighted to get through to the next round, but you know, there's more to come.
At the other end of the pitch, you had an old head in Mark McChrystal. An excellent performance, I thought.
Done really well, one of all his headers, but I think he was on tonight for his organisational skills. Mark's he's had a fantastic career, and he's came on here and he's been so professional in his approach, and you know, he deserved to play tonight. There's a lot of competition for places. So Mark was very good tonight. I thought Owen Toll was excellent as well, stepping in, and his distribution with the ball was good. But, you know, I think the subs tonight made a big difference. Darren Cole coming on, allowing Jamie to push higher up a pitch. Darren McCauley came on and lit it up and had some fantastic touches. And young Jack Malone's getting better with every game. You know, a lot of energy and a lot of quality. So all in all, look, we're delighted. But we know that we can play a lot better than that.
Be excited to get back to the league, and a huge game here next week with Shamrock Rovers.
Always big games when you play Rovers in the Brandywell. It's even bigger because they're sitting in second, we're sitting in third. But there will be twists and turns, I can guarantee you that. You know, the league positions are going to change. There's going to be teams coming with a late run. So we just got to focus on recovering now over the weekend. The boys deserve a day or two off. We come back on Monday and we'll make sure we're ready for Rovers come Friday.
Is all of this going a lot better than you thought?
No, it's not. You get greedy and you get very much, you want more and you want more. And the one thing that this bunch of players have done is they've given us a lot, but there's still more to come. I think we can continue to get better. I think, you know, when you see Kieran Hirken not even playing tonight, and you see Gerardo Bruno and Ali Gilchrist on the stand, you see Junior not even playing tonight. So, look, it's all about the squad now. It's all about everybody driving each other on. It's not about individual egos. And we don't have any egos, and that's been the pleasing factor. But, no, absolutely not. We have a lot to go, and I've no doubt we can continue to get better right to the end of the season.